This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Now it's time to expand your horizons with your hosts Colin and Stu, who will introduce you to new music, films, books and places on Plains FM 96.9.
So San Andreas is a piece of crap, and I just want to put it out there. Your self-absorption makes you messy. He's all teeth and pecs
and raised eyebrows.
It'll put you into a coma, Stu. It's just terrible. And I started reading all these other ones she's done. Yeah. There's two or three where she plays a prostitute, and I'm like, that's Barbara Streisand, right? Are you kidding me?
That reminds me, I just kind of got hooked on a Mexican soap opera that was on Netflix.
Tom Cruise, I mean, really? That man cannot act. I have the need. Yeah, you have the need for some acting classes. That's what you need.
There's no stakes in this film. Yeah. At all, apart from mistakes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you just said that.
Expanding horizons.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. It's 3 p.m. and my name's Stu and Cole's here as well. How are you going, Cole?
I am great. Yeah, I'm enjoying the day.
What a beautiful, beautiful day.
It's a cracker, right?
Yeah.
It's one out of the box.
It is so warm. If the rest of winter is like this, we'll be very lucky. And very, very lucky.
We will, and there'll be a lot of talk on the airwaves about the coming warming of the planet.
That's right.
The snowfield will be complaining. What, no?
Yeah, great day though.
It is wonderful, isn't it? Yeah,
it's good. Yeah. Right, so last week we weren't here.
But
through the marvels of modern technology, right, we were here.
So marvels. We were here, that's right.
And we did a show about cartoons from the 80s.
Yeah, cartoon series. It was great. Good. Yeah. It just surprised me, Stu, how much I really do not remember about my childhood, even though I'm confident I do.
Yeah, and I think I surprised you too with my repertoire of voices.
Yeah, it was definitely a Stu's menagerie of voices going on there.
It was good though. I mean, it was nostalgic, but really interesting in terms of when you looked at those cartoons, I think, and as you said, how you actually remembered them.
Yeah, a lot different than when you go back and watch them again on YouTube.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I watched that Beanie one that you talked about. It's Beanie and Cecil. I couldn't even watch the whole episode and it was terrible. Anyway, that was really good going back, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, so if you missed that show, you can get to plainsfm.org.nz, look for Expanding Horizons, and you'll find that show and others that we've done recently.
Yeah.
And you can also hop on Facebook, check us out there, give us a like, and also there are links to our shows there via Mixcloud.
Yeah, that's right.
Although I've been a little tardy in updating. Oh,
you've been busy, Stu, haven't you? Don't be too hard on yourself. When people find out what we were up to last week when we were away, they'll understand why you haven't been.
That's right. So we were doing 48 hours last week, furious filmmaking, and this time last week we were over at Taylor's Mistake.
And it was a lot different than today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Can I just say? And actually fitted the mood of the of the film.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that later.
Later.
The other thing today, a few weeks ago we had Nicole Andrews via phone.
Yeah, that car crash thing happened.
That's right.
We keep going on about that.
We do. And she did a gig last night in Littleton.
Yeah, that's right.
It was at the Wonder Bar,
Was it the Wonder Bar?
And so she's going to be in studio. We're going to chat to her.
It's good to finally get her in here, not on the phone.
We're going to talk to her about her new album, A Stranger.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? I'm liking it a lot.
And we'll play some of her music as well.
Because it's New Zealand Music Month.
It is. I was just about to say the same thing.
Oh, sorry, Stu, stole your thunder buddy.
We're on the same wavelength.
We are, that's right.
And part of New Zealand Music Month, Plains FM, we're giving away tickets to Marlon Williams.
Another great Littleton person.
That's right. Now, he's got two shows, right? I think he's got one on the 23rd.
The one on the Monday, one on the Wednesday,
Yeah. And so Plains FM had some tickets to give away to the Monday show, which he added.
Yeah.
And believe it or not,
believe it. You're going to have to tell me.
We had some people text in either Stu or Cole, spelled C-O-W, not C-O... No, spelled C-O-L, not C-O-W.
You said it again.
I know, I got it around the wrong way.
You're having a Freudian slip there, Stu, about me, aren't you?
I don't know why I do that.
No, nor do I really, because it's not hard to spell three letters, but anyway.
And so someone texted him.
Yep, and they did.
They did, and that someone was Courtney Andrews.
Yeah, good on you, Courtney, out there listening to our show.
So double pass to Marlon Williams.
Just goes to show, it pays to listen to Stu and Cal.
Yeah, double pass. And so those tickets are worth about $120.
Yeah, I know. It's a really good deal, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is.
So
it is.
Keep listening, people.
I mean, even if you paid for them, it's a cheap gig.
But. Oh, look, he'll be fantastic, right? Mm. He will be terrific. Mm. Yeah.
So we're going to play some Marlon Williams now.
Yeah, let's hit it up.
Well, so this is What's Chasing You from Marlon Williams, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Thank you. Expand Your Horizons on Plains FM.
Okay, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole. And that was Lisa Crawley with You Got Me. And that is that her? Is that, that's new, isn't it?
That's a new one. And yeah. When I was watching on YouTube, it was she was like the video was in when she was over in Canada.
Right.
You know, she went on that, she did that kind of funding thing, so she'd get to kind of do the songwriting, and then it was recorded like 2 o'clock in the morning in a cabin up in Canada.
Right.
It was a great song.
Nice.
It's typical Lisa. Lovely tune.
Is that the video where she's just sitting on a bed?
Yeah, she's got like a harpsichord or something, and she's playing that,
And it's kind of shot in 4:3 aspect ratio, so it's like really old timey almost.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. The first thing that came to my mind, I went, oh, Lisa, the old 4:3 aspect ratio.
Well, it looks like a slide, right?
It does, yes.
Yeah.
And she's gone sitting there.
I know stuff. And then...
You do know stuff.
Before that, we had What's Chasing You from Marlon Williams.
That was a great song.
Yeah, it was good.
He's so talented, right?
Yeah, it is. And a good video there as well. Speaking of videos, filmed on kind of towards South New Brighton, but you can see the pier. So he's just on the beach and... The camera, they've mounted on a dolly and it just swings left to right all the time.
Okay.
Oh, and then right to left as it goes back. And he's taking off his clothes and he's down to his... I won't call them tidy whiteys, but they're boxer whites.
Yeah, right.
And then you notice there's this girl in the background who's, when the song starts, she starts walking and slowly she comes into frame.
Oh, that's very interesting.
You should check it out.
I'll have to give that a bit of a watch on the old YouTube.
It's simple but effective in terms of a video. You know, it's basically one shot.
What sort of, out of interest, on on Brighton Beach, what was the day like?
It was windy.
Right, so it was quite windswept.
Yeah, but it didn't matter, right?
No, I just wondered what the kind of atmosphere was like.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a bit about atmosphere, aren't we, in movie making?
Yeah, we are.
Later. But first of all...
We should get on the platform, I think.
Yeah.
And
let's get talking to Nicole,
we're going to talk to Nicole Andrews, who is down here, has been down here, and we'll have a chat to her. So let's get on the platform. Okay, so a few weeks ago here on Expanding Horizons, we had a phone interview call with Nicole Andrews from Wellington. We actually thought she had a bit of a car crash.
Oh, I know, I remember it. No, this is terrible.
because we got cut off a little bit. But we got her live in studio now. And she's definitely fine.
Yeah. All bits are here, so that's good.
So, Nicole, welcome to Christchurch.
Thank you.
And welcome to Expanding Horizons. And last night you had a gig in Littleton, which went well. But anyway, we're here to talk about your new album that's come out.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, hey?
Mm.
And when we were talking on the phone, you were going on and on about the album cover, right?
I do go on and on. And I wanted to talk, because for me, album covers are really important, right?
Yep.
And I think that's the first impression people generally, if they pick up the CD, will get, right? And I think it's very dramatic.
Yeah. The woman who made it, she lives in Eastbourne and... in Wellington, and I just gave her some instructions and away she went.
did you give a kind of an outline of what you wanted?
No, I gave her an idea of what the songs were about, and she just went to town with it.
Because when I looked at it, I thought, you can see all this like static and electric waves coming out.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the single, and I thought, I can see that, right? Because it's so electronic.
Yeah, and she did a great job. She heard the demos as well, so she got like really early versions of what you know, things that nobody else gets to hear, of course the album changed after that, and when you go into production and it still matched. And
did it change a lot?
Because it was very sparse, well not sparse, I had all of my synth lines written, and then Thomas Voice, who produced it, he played guitar and drums and added all like strings and other things into it, so that she didn't hear those things, but all of the bass synth sounds were already established, and all my vocals and the main ideas were there. So,
is it the normal band that you have, or did you do a stripped down version? Or
wait for
the new album. Yeah.
For the new album, so it was just me and Thomas. I did all the vocals and the synthesizers, and then he performed all of the other instruments, except for the strings. We got some strings players in.
I think I asked you this when we did the phone interview, but was that a conscious effort to make it more electronic?
Yes. Uh, I I love electronic music, and it felt like, because my last album was piano, it felt like I had to get that out, and then I could move in any direction I wanted. And I
Oh, right. So it's like, I've done that one, I can do what I like now.
I can do whatever I want. I can make a ukulele album. Just kidding.
Electronica ukulele.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's done that, I bet.
So my understanding is you wrote this in just 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your first album, how long did that take you?
About 6 years from the songs that made it in. Some of them were older. Some of them,
sure. Yeah. So it was a little bit shorter.
Yeah, just slightly, right? More condensed.
Yeah, it felt like I just kept writing and writing, and it's like, what, you just got to release an album already.
So I was going to say to you, like, you just, you know, in that shortened period, it's just like, well, I'm being really productive at the moment. And I wonder, the big question I have you on this is that, do you write the music first and then fill it with lyrics, or do you have these lyrics in mind, then you write the tune to go with it or the melody to go with it?
Normally, I like for the piano album, I write and sing at the same time. It all comes out at once. For this album, I recorded my demos. I wrote into the demos, so because there's multiple layers of synth happening, and I can't play the multiple layers at once, so I would write one, and then I'd write another one on top. But I might sketch out some lyric ideas as I'm walking around, thinking about something. I'd put it in my phone, and then I'd sit down, and I'd be like, this song needs, I need to look at those words, and then I'd rewrite them again. So it was kind of a music first and then lyrics, but the lyrics were kind of forming as I was.
Because I wonder sometimes, you know, whether the tune just like, you know, just comes to you.
It does, yeah. Some of them did, actually. There were a few that did just come to me, but like Beg for More is one of my singles. I wrote the arpeggiated synth line, and then I just sang for like 30 minutes over the top of it and took the parts that I liked the best and reshaped them. And that's an unusual way for me to work, but that's just the way that one happened.
Okay. So like a stream of consciousness as you were hearing the music.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely do stream of consciousness. And I guess even when I wrote the lyrics down, ideas down, I did go back in and change it to match the melody as it felt right. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because the whole electronica sometimes, I'm not necessarily with your own, it's, it seems a lot more stark and then and away from that warmth of the keyboards.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah. So you like, you try and, do you think the lyrics have gone that way?
Starker.
I wouldn't say cold, but dark. Electronica has that kind of. I often think to myself that I know that they're quite old. The difference between early Depeche Mode and later when Martin Gore turned up, and suddenly they were all like, right, we're going to dress up in leather and it's going to be all about darkness.
Yeah.
He slips Depeche Mode into any conversation.
Oh, yeah. Because it's nice to say, isn't it? Depeche Mode. Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
The early stuff was a lot warmer than their older stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was making a darker, I guess cold is kind of a good word for it, and stark is probably a good word for it. I think I consciously did do that, but it also felt right for what I was saying, and
It's not, you know, it's not inaccessible craft work kind of cold, you know, kind of whole.
But it does, it is, I know what you mean, and it's hard to put words to it. But yeah, I think that I did intentionally kind of, not strip it back, but, you know, make it, I was trying to make it a bit more uncomfortable, I guess.
Yeah, because I wonder about that stream of consciousness when you write. Is it, I mean, you're not thinking necessarily if it's just coming out and out now, and I just wonder if that is where you are at the time when you're doing that whole, that song and that album, that kind of.
You kind
that place in your life or in that time of your career or.
Yeah, you kind of, well, I kind of. I know what I want to say to a point, but then sometimes it just comes out and it's not really like a choice. It just comes out.
And then you go, wow, that was...
Yeah, I don't... Like, some of the things I'm happiest about, I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, right.
They just come out and you're like, well, there it is.
And videos. I was watching that video. I've watched a few videos. One where you were talking about the synth lines and you were being interviewed.
Oh, yeah,
The overlapping synth line. I was watching the video, I can't remember the name of the song now, where everything runs backwards at the end.
Oh, yeah, Whisper. That was from my last album.
That's so good, right?
Thanks.
I was lovely walking through the street and the makeup on, then the makeup off. So, you know, with this kind of stuff, have you got some ideas for videos that would go... I know you've done a video already for the new single, haven't you?
I've done two videos, and actually one of them was filmed by my friend in Diamond Harbor. Yeah, and Littleton on the Ferry. And so, yeah.
So you've been down here already doing all that kind of... Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
So my friend who lives in Diamond Harbor, he his name's Jaya Gibson. He designed the album cover. He didn't do the illustration, but he did the graphic design
for it.
So, yeah, and they made the music video. And
that's cool.
My t-shirts.
Cool. I was wondering, t-shirts as well, with the same design.
Yeah.
Ah, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think that would make a really good t-shirt design.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you see some albums, you go, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be putting that on a t-shirt.
No, it looks good, I think. I think he did a good job.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Are you, with the electronica thing, are you just doing it, selling them kind of online? Or can people buy that hard copy? I guess the people who went last night to your gig would have been an array of merchandise that you could have...
Yeah, so there's t-shirts and then download cards. Everyone was getting, for the tour, you're getting a free download with your entry.
I think you told us that on the phone.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. And
I was listening, Stu. He's always giving me a hard time.
But you... I don't have any CDs at the moment. I don't know if I'll do CDs. I think I'll save up for vinyl and do a vinyl release later.
You're speaking the right words.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
Straight onto the vinyl.
I love vinyl. I have a record player at home, and my flatmate and I listen to, 80s music constantly.
So. No, right. So who would you be listening to if you were listening to 80s music?
Well, Tears for Fears is one that I listen to a lot. We listen to The Cure quite a lot. Really 80s stuff.
I saw two of those three.
Oh, did you?
You can guess which ones they were.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I did. And
The Cure, you were saying.
No, Tears for Fears.
I'm loving the Tears for Fears.
I went with people who were like, can you come? I go, yeah, sure. So I saw Aha, right? And I was like, it was freakish. Because, I have to tell a story about this.
Oh, yeah.
The music they were playing while we were sitting in the hall waiting for it to start was Echo and the Bunnymen, and like, wow, because I so much love they were playing the one with the cutter on it. I can't remember the name of the album now, but I completely love that album. I thought, this is kind of strange that I should be here with all these tinny boppers listening to Aha, and they're playing Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah,
that's cool, but and Tears for Fears as well. So there you go. But I didn't see The Cure. I never saw The Cure. Have you?
I would love, I've never seen The Cure. I love The Cure.
Didn't they just talk? Did they not?
I think they came to New Zealand, and I don't remember why I couldn't go. It was probably a flight to Auckland or something, and I just couldn't do it. So.
It was one of those bands that have lasted forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Actually, that Tears for Fears in Donnie Darko, a couple of years ago, we talked about the Donnie Darko
that's
soundtrack.
That's the album I have, actually, and it's so good.
And Echo and the Bunnymen are on it as well, yeah.
And that's right.
And Duran Duran.
And Duran Duran. Yeah. And they do that version of Mad World, didn't they, at the end?
I know
it's not Tears for Fears.
No, it's, I can't remember his name, but I love that version.
Gary Jules, I think it's.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's an amazing version, right?
Yeah.
So old vinyl on a turntable. So do you trawl through the shops?
But it's such an expensive addiction to have. My flatmate, fortunately, he's got the addiction worse than I do. And so he just goes and buys them, and I just listen to his records.
And they take up a lot of space in your life, don't they?
Yeah.
You got to have a big space in your house with vinyl.
I know.
I do like my vinyl.
Yeah. One of my friends owns a record store in my neighborhood, and so I just go and visit him, and it's just difficult, though, because you just look at them and you're like, it's only $50 for that amazing record.
Yeah, sure. But they're nicer vinyl now.
Yeah.
Like, they're heavier, right? And I know JB Hi-Fi does all the, they've been re-releasing all the Cure albums on heavy vinyl.
Mm.
And all the Nick Cave albums.
I love Nick Cave.
Yeah, and they're, I think they're like $20 each.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went in there about a month ago and they're like, four different albums, and they're all like $20-$25 each.
Yeah, this is like a problem.
You can just see the money going.
This is a problem.
You need to sell more merch, so you can buy more vinyl. Well, the other thing about doing those vinyl is that your picture's so much bigger in your hands, isn't it?
I know,
which is so much nicer.
Yeah, I mean, I it will go onto vinyl. I just don't know when.
And is it difficult to find somewhere to print vinyl? Because it's all right buying it from overseas, you know, all these shops that sell the import, but is there a
there is a
printer or a stamper of vinyl
in New Zealand? There is one person I know of, but I think I can't remember the style he does is a very particular style, and I don't remember.
Oh, you mean musical style?
That's the way they cut the way they make the vinyl. It's very particular, and I don't remember what it was. But, yeah, I think he's actually based out of Christchurch as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Littleton Records. Could that be it?
No, that's not who I'm thinking of. But I'm going to look into it now, because it would be really nice to be able to get them made in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, yeah, I have to look overseas. I have to look at, like, America or Australia.
Well, the Eastern do, don't they? Because they put vinyl out.
Yeah.
And they're over in Littleton. And I know that in Wollstone there's Littleton Records.
Yeah.
I think they have a shop and cafe there. Uh-huh. And so I think they do locally produced vinyl as well. Okay. Because I can't remember their name now. Work down at Penny Lane, play some raucous guitar. You know the boys.
Yeah.
But their single was on 7-inch.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So it's not only 12-inch that they can get. Mm. So that's interesting, going to the vinyl.
Yeah, it's a plan. Just got to.
It's a nicer sound.
yeah. The problem is you got to buy them all at once, and so you got to save.
Then you got to store them as well. Right?
Yeah, I'm told that it'll just fly off the shelves, you know.
Too right. Well, firstly, people like vinyl, and secondly, that's I can't see why they wouldn't like that your sound.
Yeah,
because this new album's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I was just wondering, when you're talking about 80s, whether you like 80s electronica. I know you like Goldfrapp, but that's a bit kind of later, isn't it?
When you say 80s electronica,
I mean, you know, Kraftwerk or, you know, all that kind of Gary Newman.
Oh, yeah, I do like that. I like right now, the 80s is very much part of my list. Yeah, just because of the vinyl collection we have.
Right.
So, but yeah, I like pretty much everything. Kraftwerk, I don't listen to Kraftwerk very often. But if I had it on vinyl.
I just wondered if sound, all that listening to that stuff on vinyl now, is influencing this new, the other bit of sound, you know, their second album.
It didn't influence it. It was Goldfrapp and Björk and...
Seen her too.
Saw Björk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her once as well.
My friends supported her when they were the Sugar Cubes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He's got a story for everything.
I've got a story for everything.
That's a good story.
Yeah, peace out, man. Cool. Didn't consciously.
No, I didn't consciously, but the synthesizer that I use is very like reminiscent of that era. So
yeah, right.
So it definitely ties in there. Like, I think I have the same synthesizer, I don't know for sure, that they use for the Stranger Things soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
So it has that kind of
80s. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
To it. Yeah. I would guess it's the same one.
Time's gone really fast.
It has gone fast.
I've just banged
on. I know you've just put this album out, but what's next for you?
Well, work towards vinyl. I'm going to try and do some gigs overseas, and immediately, as the way I do it, I release an album, and then I immediately start writing the next one. So it's like an energy purge.
So it won't be 6 years, right?
No.
So 6 years, 3 months, maybe 2 weeks.
I know.
Is that the progression?
No, it's not
going to
take that long. I hope not. No more 6 years.
No. Yeah. But it's been great. I mean, it's fantastic to have that. Two albums to your name, right?
Yeah.
You know, and the second album's not always easy, from what I understand from other people.
No, that's the, what do they call it, the difficult second album or something.
Yeah.
You've suffered from that.
I have, that's right. First album, first song, the whole lot. It's all difficult.
I know.
No, Billy Bragg said that about the difficult third album for him.
But, oh, no.
Yeah, so don't have any difficulties.
No, I can't take any more.
No more pressure. Anyway, we're getting to the end, Stu, aren't we?
We are getting to the end.
Nicole, it's been wonderful to have you in the studio.
Yeah, thank you.
So much better than talking on the phone, right?
I know.
Because you didn't crash.
I did not crash. I thought you guys vanished.
Phones.
We were just there going, hello.
Hello.
It made great live radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Suspense.
Pregnant pauses. Yeah. It's cool. So where to next? So you've been in Christchurch, you've played your gig. Littleton, where are you to?
So Queenstown tonight, and then next week, Auckland.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
cool.
On the 25th, I believe is the date. Yeah, Friday.
And then you're back.
To Wellington, writing new album.
Yeah, do that. That'd be cool. And if you come their way next time, come back.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to get you in the studio, do some live stuff, see the keyboard.
And I was just going to say, the other thing is we're going to be in Wellington in November.
That's right.
Frank Turner gig,
that's right.
Oh, cool.
Is it the 29th or the 27th?
Something around there.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that coming up to Wellington. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. Well,
thank you.
Travel safely.
Thank you.
And I hope you get a lot of success with this second album.
Yeah,
because it's sounding pretty great.
Yeah, and we'll be playing more of it.
We will.
Excellent.
Expanding Horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
Nothing.
Stu and Cole on Expanding Horizons. We're an eclectic mix. We're not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
All right, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole, and we just had two tracks from Nicole Andrews. Mm. That was a good interview too.
Oh, it was great, wasn't it?
She had to rush away. She's
She's got things to do.
I think she's away to Queenstown.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
So
it was great listening to her talk about the vinyl and a love of 80s, because you could hear it on that track.
Yeah, that's right. So that was Lovely Thing, and before that was Beg for More.
Mm.
And that's from the album A Stranger from Nicole Andrews.
Yep.
And you can stream that. You can download that album. I think it's $20.
Yeah, it was well worth it, I'd say.
Yep. And she has links on her Facebook page to that. And she has a website as well, so you can get it there. And you can probably check out her debut album as well. I'm sure that's on there.
Yeah.
If you like that sound.
Yeah. Cool.
Right.
48 hours, Stu.
Yeah, let's just play a bit of background music to get me going.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So you're going to hear this a little bit over the course of the next 20 minutes or so, because I'm going to talk 48 hours. 48 Whoa. Hours, Furious Filmmaking 2018, which happened last weekend.
Oh, it was a big weekend, Stu.
It was a huge weekend, and I was out with my Tascam and microphone interviewing people, and we'll get to that shortly. So I've got some clips to play from the launch, some clips to play when we handed our film physically in, and from the countdown at 7 p.m. on Sunday night. So we'll have a listen to that. It gets a bit pitchy at one point because I kind of get a bit excited.
Really?
but anyway, so I've got lots and lots of interviews down the track as well that we'll play. But the required elements this year, so 48 hours, again, you've got 48 hours to make a film from 7 p.m. Friday night to 7 p.m. on Sunday. You can't just make what you want. You're given a genre. And there were a whole lot of really interesting stuff this year, from monster film to star-crossed lovers to they had Wish movie. And the very last genre, so there were 14 genres. The very last one was musical, and you had to choose one of the other genre. So everybody thought, oh, they're not going to do musical this year. And then they left it till number 14 when they announced it. In addition to that, you had to include a shot with a puddle.
Right. Of course you did. Luckily it was wet then last weekend.
You'd have a slamming door. So that could be just the sound effect, or it could be actually seeing the door slam. And the other thing was a shadow or silhouette you had to include.
Right.
So that was it. Okay, so your genre and those three things, which was kind of cool. But crazy people like me have been doing this for a while. We signed up for Ultra, and I've just... Tegan's out the window just waving at me. But anyway...
What?
Yeah. so the other... I signed up for a thing called Ultra, and with that, you had to include as your main characters children or animals.
Right.
All right, so...
Never make films with children and animals.
And that's what they said. All right. So we're going to play a short clip now from the launch, and you'll hear me talking about the genre as they're being revealed, and at one point you can hear a bit of kind of disdain in my voice about what we have to do. But anyway, let's have a listen. HP 48 Hours 2018. Oh, I'm with Phil, beer in hand. How's it going, Phil?
Good, mate. Good, good.
11th year for us.
Yeah, it's come around pretty quick. 12th movie, though.
That's true, 12th movie. We'll catch some of the excitement around here. And your name is?
Chili.
So have you done 48 hours before?
I've been entered but never actually done it.
You've been entered but never actually done it. How does that work?
My team broke up at the last minute.
That makes sense. And I'm with this new city manager, AJ. How's it going? Feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Yeah.
You've certainly been a busy man over the last month or so, probably a little bit before that, and really pumped the competition. And... 121 teams, awesome.
Yeah, I think it might be 122 now. I think one eked across the line there right at the end. So,
I think that's the biggest year since 2011 when it was free, just yeah. I think.
Yeah, that's true, it is. And it's the best year.
So it's all down to you. Oh, you're a competitive man, you know. Right, we're very, very close now to the genre reveal for 2018. Very close. Filling in a little bit of time. It's always timed perfectly for 7 o'clock. It's going to be a million questions afterwards. And there will be some people around here who will be frantically taking notes, like that gentleman over there. But everything's on the website. Plenty of disclaimers from AJ. He's not the IT guy. A little bit of fudging for time. Time to reveal the genre. Genre number one. Here we go. It's the monster movie. Instant reaction.
Sweet, man. Cool, the monster movie. Love it.
String Entertainment. Happy with that. Now, here comes Everything Sticks genre for this year. It looks like romance.
Oh, no. Romance.
Or maybe not. The star-crossed lovers movie. Ooh. Feel a little bit of Romeo and Juliet coming on.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have no ideas. Just putting it out there already. Ultra 48. We weren't going to do it, but we are going to do it. And it is... Oh, having children in the film, it looks like. Or an animal. As the main character. So define children.
Star-crossed lovers with children. I'm stuck.
And yeah, and we were stuck for a while. So Team Everything Sticks is the team that I've run since 2008 in 48 hours. And so Phil and I went back to my place. This was the shoot. We went back after the launch and sort of bounced around some ideas for maybe 3 hours before we settled on what we did.
Wow. That's a lot of bouncing.
Yeah, it is. So it was kind of tricky with the kid element in the star-crossed lovers. That was an interesting dynamic.
Mm.
But anyway.
Sounds like a lot of excitement there, Stu.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a very full. It was at Wells Street at a bar down there.
Oh, right.
And so there were Friday night patrons there as well, of course, and the 48-hour crowd. So it was pretty busy.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah,
I was trying to keep out of people's way, and I was interviewing people, and they couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
terrible.
So it was all good. And then we shot the film over at Taylor's Mistake, the one we were. So we ended up. You're not in your head, but you were over there.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Just not in your head at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm thinking about how much of it of me made it into the movie.
Okay, so we'll get to that shortly. So anyway, we made the film. We started filming, I think, about 1:30 and we'd wrapped by 5:30, which was quite efficient. We only filmed in two places at Taylor's Mistake, my batch and then out in the field.
It was in the field for sure.
Wasn't it? So we put that together and then I edited through the night. And we recorded some more audio and
audio.
And then
mine wasn't good enough.
Well, we'll get to that shortly. And so the next piece of audio you're actually going to hear is Phil and I at the Handon. So it's back at the Wells Street Bar at about just before 6 on Sunday night. Well, we were here a couple of days ago. And now if we have a look at the 48 hours countdown clock, there is 1 hour and 5 minutes and 21 seconds and counting to go. And we're ready to hand in, Phil.
We indeed are. It's a nice, nice feeling. 1 hour to go.
Just for our Expanding Horizons listeners, not our Everything Sticks listeners, for our Expanding Horizons listeners. So Colin was in our film this year. And
was he really?
He was playing the character of Death. He did a lot of sitting, and we've cut, the big news is we've cut all of his dialogue and replaced it with somebody else.
Sorry, Colin. you just sounded a little old, you know? You didn't seem like a teenager.
That's right. We needed some teen sass, and we got it from my son, which was good. Just the right voice, actually.
Yeah, it was perfect. I see where Stu gets his sass from.
So, I don't know about you, Phil, but I'm pretty happy with what we've produced this year. I'm always happy with what we produced, but I think it's looking pretty good.
I would say this is up there with, I'm feeling probably the best or, you know, with top two best feelings so far over 11 years.
So anyway, it's cold out here. Let's go in and hand in and have a beer. And have a beer we did. And some chips that were kind of overcooked, but anyway, that's
old. Phil, I sounded old.
So anyway, we did cut you, but
I'm glad I rehearsed those lines and said them all in different ways, so it sounded interesting. Good on Noah though for coming to the rescue with his youthfulness.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about that, so for my son, just before we asked him to do it, he'd come in to where I was editing and was kind of annoying me, and I sort of told him off. And then I had to go back and be nice to him. Yeah, you reap what you sow, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, your first 48 hours experience, so what did you think?
No, it was really good. I enjoyed it, Stu. And I mean, any time anyone wants to be involved in acting and all they have to do is sit still, I'm your man, right? I'm your man. But I'm just going to say, it was cold out there.
Yeah, it was.
It was, but it very much matched the mood of your film, I thought. I don't think it would have had the same effect if it was today.
No.
With the sun shining. No. So it was very good. I think you chose well, Stu.
Yeah, we were lucky with the weather because it was overcast, right? And so the light was pretty even, and you're right, it did match the tone, which was good.
But I'm your man for sitting.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
No, it was great fun. It was great fun.
You look quite menacing.
Oh, yeah, I know. Funny, eh? And then Vanessa doing a great job as well.
Yeah,
she was excellent on the addition.
I think we credited her as assistant to the directors.
Yeah, that's right. So that's cool.
I wasn't game enough to put PA down.
Yeah. Because if you were up on stage getting an award, Vanessa, you'll be elbowing you out the way, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and so I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now, next piece of audio is from the countdown. So this is at about, this was 10 seconds to go. So you've got to remember that you have to be there by 7 p.m. If you're not, then you are late and you're disqualified. All right, so we'll have a listen to this. Okay, here we go. There are, where the countdown's on. 10 seconds to go. You can listen to the crowd.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And that's it. It's too late. If you try. No! It's too late. There's a team coming to the door. Oh, got it. No, boo. Sucks to be them. But that's what you get for being late. You get locked out. I said, that's what you get for being late. You get locked out.
Locked out. Old security guard boy just pushed him away.
No! They're late. No, you're late. You are late. Late is late. There were no friends in 48 hours when it comes to 7 p.m. That applause is for everyone who made a film in 48 hours. You can hear it. Lots of teams made it. A couple of teams didn't. We're going to try and get an interview with a team that was tragically locked out at 7 p.m. Tragic. They were locked out. We'll try and get a quick word. We'll try and get a quick word with the team captain. So I'm with me with someone who's going to be gutted. They were the last. They couldn't get in the door. Strange question, but how are you feeling?
A bit shit.
Yep, I can understand that. Any particular issues why you got here at 7? Do you have any horror stories or
just late rendering, I guess.
So what's your team name?
I thought this was speed dating.
Right. Okay, well, you made a film in 48 hours in 1 minute, maybe. Bit of a shame. Have a good evening anyway, and your film will still show. I'm sure it will still rock, and people will be very appreciative. So bad luck, but you still made a film. And yeah, they were a bit gutted. And
I was thinking to myself, 48 hours in 1 minute. And then you said it.
Oh, wow.
That was what I was thinking.
Phil and a teacher from Kaiapoi High School, Brent Morrison, they pushed me into interviewing him, right?
No, really?
It's fair to say that he did not want to speak to me.
Yeah, so I bet.
It was quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, I bet you'd had enough.
Yeah.
Busted a gut for 2 days.
But I got in there, I captured the moment. Good I was job. Outstanding Good job, in the Steve. Field.
That's the kind of journalism we like.
Yeah, even if I was a bit tired, some of my words weren't making sense.
Yeah, yeah. Sounded like there was a lot of excitement going on there, the countdown.
It's the best time, right? It is the best time. And in particular, unfortunately, it's the best time if someone does turn up right at the door as the door's closing.
Does that frequently happen?
Yeah, I've seen it happen a few times. Often people will be a minute late or 2 minutes late, but that whole the door's shutting and there's a team coming.
Yeah,
and you just heard the crowd rise when they realised that was happening, right?
Yeah, I heard
and,
that.
And I got a bit pitchy as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's pitchy with a P, not a B. I'm just saying. Sounded a bit B-like to me.
But, well, it wasn't.
No.
I've got plenty more interviews in the archive that I took after that time as well, with AJ, the city manager, and some other people around, and Rowan, who we had on the show. So it's all good stuff, 48 hours. And we're going to be doing some more 48 hours things over the next 3 weeks or so. Maybe not next week, but hopefully we've got a young filmmaker coming on who did 48 hours this year, and we'll have Rowan Strang and AJ in here to preview the finals.
Cool.
As well.
Sounds good.
That sounds good.
Sounds exciting. Mm. Now I was involved, I sound even more excited.
Well, I'll give you a copy of the film that's your copy.
Yeah.
We've got two separate edits. One's labelled Colin with an L.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one's labelled Noah. And that's the final version.
Yeah.
We had to make a tough decision. And that's what you have to do.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'll still be involved next year if you want me, Stu.
I always want you. You've got great ability.
Yeah. Thanks, man. All right. But we're getting to the end of the show, aren't we? So we need to wrap it up.
We do need to wrap it up, and we probably need to get up.
Yeah. But before you do this, I just got to say.
You cut me off.
Sorry. Sign of the Firebird tonight. Oh. I think they're at the Grouse. So get down to the Grouse, Lincoln, and see Sign of the Firebird. Normal time.
And look, our winner has just walked in.
Ah, right. Nice one.
Yeah.
So, Courtney Zeta, pick up her tickets.
Yes, good on her.
But yeah, Stu, go.
All right, so we better get up.
Get down.
And get outside, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.